morning, Talmidim. It's nice to see Doylem back after Hanukkah. We hope that everybody had an enjoyable and a meaningful Yom Tov. Special Siyata D'Shmaya after Yom Tov, after Hanukkah, to see Atzlach and learning. It's brought down from Svarim HaKdoshim that looking into the Hanukkah Lech, we heard from the Manal, looking into the Hanukkah Lech purifies the mind, purifies the inside of your head, your brain, to be able to have a better understanding, a better Cheshkes HaTorah. It trickles down to the heart as well. So anyone that took some time to look into the Hanukkah Neiris, to the burning candles, can now take that, and when you open up the Gemara and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help that the Hanukkah Neiris should ignite that bikush, that rutzen, that understanding for learning. You'll see tremendous Yata D'Shmaya. Just say a tefillah that the hashpos of the Hanukkah Lech should help you with the learning. I saw a story from the Heilige Ribnitzer Rebbe from the Hanukkah Lech also. Powerful, powerful story. The Heilige Ribnitzer Rebbe was known to be a Ish Tzadik Ad Ma'oid. Last few years he lived in Muncie, where I grew up. And there was once, Nebuchadnezzar family had a child, but the child was blind. The child couldn't see in both eyes. And the doctor said that the child that was born with both eyes blind, this particular case, can't really heal the eyes. The child will never be able to see. And the parents went to the Ribnitzer Rebbe for a bracha. So the Ribnitzer Rebbe asked, bring back the baby on Chanukah. Chanukah, bring the baby. And that's what they did in Chanukah, right after the Rebbe sent Chanukah left. They brought the baby, and the Rebbe asked, bring it on, the baby here, bring the baby to the room. And the Rebbe started steering into the left for a few minutes straight. And then the Rebbe started steering into the baby's right eye for a few minutes straight. And after a few minutes, the Rebbe said, of ein oig zeteshoin. On one eye he can see already. Then the Rebbe continued looking into the left and then started steering into the baby's other eye. And after a few minutes, the Rebbe said, of beida oigen keneshoin zen. And that's what happened. The baby, the doctors couldn't believe what happened. Both eyes, the baby had a complete refuge that he was able to see. Now, the Ribnitzer Rebbe's eyes to start off with was on such a high level of Kedusha, looking into the Neris Chanukah and focusing on the Kedusha that's hidden in those candles, was able to create a Nes Chutz Miderech HaTeva that a baby that wasn't able to see should be able to start seeing. So we see story, we heard stories, and we see the Helikite of Chanukah and be able to continue that on. And Avada, anyone that wants that Tefillah, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help that we should have a cheshik in the learning now. Just say a personal tefillah to Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's right after Chanukah. I tzint Chanukah lecht. I looked into the Neiris. I want to have Siyata D'Shmaya to be able to have an enjoyment in the learning, and I should be able to understand the learning. Last month, history was made in the United States of America. Different topic now. History was made. The United States of America stopped producing the penny. November was the last penny that was made, that was produced in the United States of America. For 232 years, the penny was in circulation. I think they started it in 1792. It was the first penny that was made. And the last penny that was made in November 2025. For 232 years, there were pennies out there, and now that's it. They stopped making the pennies. Why did they stop making the pennies? Because it was costing more to produce the penny, to make the penny, than the penny was worth. Everything went up in price. The production went up in price. The material went up in price. So to create the penny costed more than the actual penny was worth. So it's not worth making the penny. So they stopped making the penny. An interesting thing happened, that since for 232 years the penny was in circulation, so they decided that the last batch of 232 pennies that they're going to be producing is going to be special pennies. They're going to produce a packet, a small packet, that includes three pennies. Three pennies. They have the mega symbol on it, which means it's the end of an era, it's the end of a history, it's the last few pennies. I think one was like even a gold penny. Three pennies, and they were auctioning off the last pennies that were produced. So they had 232 packets. In each packet, there were three pennies. So they were auctioning off 232 packets of pennies. The last packet of penny that was auctioned off for $800,000. 3 pennies, 3 cents. So maybe it's a bit more because one of them may have been gold. Let's say it was worth $5, the whole packet. was sold for $800,000. In total, the 232 packets of pennies that they sold generated 16 point something, close to $17 million. That whole production of 232 packets generated close to $17 million. That's how it was auctioned off for. It was sold and paid for. I have a hard time understanding it. They stopped producing the penny because the penny wasn't worth much. Yet here, for one packet of three pennies, $800,000 people paid for, $17 million they were able to generate from 232 packets of pennies. I thought the pennies weren't worth anything. I thought the cost of production was more than the actual penny. So how in the world did they generate close to $17 million on these pennies? The terrorist says, these are not regular pennies. These are historic pennies. These are now becoming, this is so much meaningful because they're not making this again. And this has a certain level of status where it's the last of the production. There's a certain level of chashivas to it. It's special. It's something, a collector's item. So collector's item is worth so much more money. It's a chiddush because the regular person that looks at the penny from these three penny packets, you don't see any difference besides the mega symbol on it. Other than that, it's why is that worth more than the penny that I have in my pocket? Yet, now we don't know. Those pennies are worth so much more money because there aren't many of them. And it's a collector's item. Now it became a specialty item. So one package, the last package of pennies, is worth $800,000 for three pennies. It's brought down in Svarim that every minute is gone. After the minute passes, the minute doesn't come back. That means that there's a certain chashivas to each minute, because once the minute passes, it became history. It's part of history. If we could take this analogy of realizing that the last batch of pennies generated $17 million, could we imagine every last minute, every past minute that doesn't come back, something that's now a commodity, something that's in the past and it's not happening in the future? If we would realize the chashivas of every minute, it's worth so much more than $17 million. It's a collector's item. We can't access that time anymore. It's something that we don't think about, but maybe we should. Every second that passes, wow, the chashivas of it. It's not coming back again. I'm taking a break. I'm taking a this. I'm taking that. It's only worth $17 million. Much more than that. Now let's take it a step further. Every person that comes out to this world is a commodity, is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to this world. That means that the world cannot exist and go further without you. So every person is here to make an impact on the world. There's no two people that are alike. No two people. Shem Shem parts the same shovels, Tachin the same shovels. Two people don't look alike. Two people don't think alike. Two people's tafkin is not the same tafkin. Everyone has. So come to Chosh that every person here is an antique, is a commodity, is something that's worth so much. You can't even put a price tag on it. I'm not just, okay, another person in the class. You are the class. You are the yeshiva. You are the world. There's so many other nations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. There are billions of pennies in circulation that is out there that doesn't necessarily have chashivas anymore. Billions of pennies in circulation. Millions and millions of people in the world. Okay, it's another one. Have you ever wondered what is it that when it comes to Mika Amcha Yisrael, the Heilige Klal Yisrael, why is there anti-Semitism out there in the world? There are billions of people. Who cares what they look like? Who cares what they act? Who cares? Elamai, even the nations of the world realize that there's something special. There's a commodity over here. A Yiddish neshama is not just one of the billions in circulation that's out there. A Yiddish person has a mission, has something, is here for a reason, is here to accomplish something, is here for much, on a different status level. We're not part of the regular circulation of people in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us so unique, so different, that $17 million is an understatement for an individual here. $17 billion, I mean, we can't even put a number on it. So every minute of that time has to be appreciated. Every person has to be appreciated. Your friends, every yid has to be appreciated. that we're part of something so kosher, so special. When Yaakov Avinu heard that Yosef HaTzadik is still alive, the Pasuk tells us, Vayigidu lo leimor, Oy Yosef Chai, Chimoshu b'chal Eretz Mitzrayim, Vayofak liba kilo hiayimelam, his heart started pounding, he didn't believe it, my son Yosef is still alive. And the Shvatim, Vayidabru Eilal, is called to Yosef, everything that Yosef gave over. And the Medrash brings down that he gave over the simonim that he was learning, the Pasuk of Egla Arufa, the last limud they were learning, and Yosef is giving over a message to Yaakov, telling him that I'm still alive, I'm a Moshe L'Mitzrayim, but you should know that everything that you taught me, I'm still living with that. Being a Mitzrayim in the lowliest place in the world, I didn't give up anything that you taught me. Let me go see Yosef before I die, Zok Yaakov. So I saw from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, Heilige Chofetz Chaim says, B'terem, B'terem Omas? What do you mean? Yaakov is, why is he talking about death now? I'm going to go see him before I die? Why is death coming into the picture? So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim once spoke for a group of Bachurim. It was a group of Bachurim that were going through challenges in life. I didn't see exactly what type of challenges, it's not brought down at the Sefer, but it says they were Bachurim that were going through very difficult nesiyonos in their life. And they stayed strong. Life was hard, and they stayed strong. So the Chofetz Chaim was asked to speak to these Bachram. So the Chofetz Chaim tells them, ask this question. Why is Yaakov Avinu saying, I want to go see Yosef B'terem Amos? Why is he talking about death right now? Let me go see my son Yosef. What's the B'terem Amos? So the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, that the message that Yaakov is giving over to Yosef and to generations today, is that you Bachram, that are living through distance youngness in your life, and you're still staying strong, your chelik in Olam Haba is going to be so great that I, Zok the Heilige Chofetz Chaim, the Heilige Chofetz Chaim says, that did not go through distance youngness, I will not be able to see you in Olam Emes. My chelik in Gan Eden is not going to be as high as yours. So I want to go see you now. Yaakov said, I want to go see Yosef now. He was in Mitzrayim and went through all these nesiyonos in Mitzrayim and still stayed strong. So I want to see him now, but terem omes, because afterwards I don't think my chelik in Olam Haba is going to be anything close to his. Powerful word from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Someone that has nesiyonos and still can overcome them and stay strong, the chelik in Olam Haba is unbelievable. So in 2025, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is circulating the pennies that are right before the door, right before the Bias HaMashiach, we are the generation right before Mashiach. It's coming the end of circulation of people. I mean, again, I'm not, it's the Gedolim that are saying that it's right before Mashiach's times. Gugulim, but Mises, it's right before Mashiach's times right now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is every person that's being created now before Mashiach is going to be a chelik of the bringing of Mashiach. It's going to be a chelik of that. It's not just the circulation that's going on with the billions of people out there. No. We are unique. The nesiyonos that we have today is so much greater than ever before. And if we could utilize every minute, and we could appreciate every minute, and we could appreciate every person, and we could understand that the more they hate us out there in the world is because we're so special. You know that those pennies that they were just selling now for $800,000, how they guarded it and how it's packaged in a way, the insurances that it shouldn't be stolen, how much it's worth, how they protect it, how much we have to protect ourselves from those nesiyonos. Understanding our worth, understanding that we are part of history. It's not being made again. We're not part of a circulation. We are here for a purpose. And understand that overcoming the nesiyonos is what Yaakov said, B'terem Omas, because there we may not be able to get to see him. So every time you overcome a hardship here, appreciate yourself, appreciate the hard work, appreciate the tefillah. You will see success, you'll see siyata d'shmaya.